Good evening and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine, and today we have Game 5 of the 6-game set between the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Last night, your Blue Jays tied up the series with a 2-1 win over Fort Myers, which featured excellent pitching and a walk-off by Gabriel Martinez in the bottom half of the ninth. The starters last night, John Stankiewicz for Fort Myers and Ricky Tiedemann for Dunedin, were both outstanding. Stankiewicz went 5 scoreless and only gave up 1 hit, while Tiedemann also went 5 scoreless and didn't allow a single hit. The bullpens were also great. Dunedin's Jimmy Robbins made his season debut coming off of injury and went 3 scoreless innings himself, striking out 4 in his first game since 2019. The game was scoreless heading into the ninth, but on the first pitch of the inning, Noah Cardenas hit a solo shot off of Ryan Boyer, and the Mighty Muscles carried a 1-0 lead into the bottom half of the ninth. But Fort Myers closer Logan Campbell walked 3 batters in a row to load the bases with 1 out, and with 2 outs and 2 strikes on him, Gabriel Martinez hit a jam shot that landed right on the foul line a few feet onto the outfield grass that drove in Desan Brown and Adriel Sotolongo to give the Blue Jays their first walk-off win of the season and level the series at 2 games apiece. Michael Dominguez makes his first home start of the season tonight, and he'll take on David Festa, who's making his 3rd start of the season. The lineups look like this. For the Mighty Muscles, batting first, playing second, Ernie Yake. Batting second at shortstop, Noah Miller. Batting third in center field, Emmanuel Rodriguez. Batting fourth, DHing, Kyler Fedko. Batting fifth, the catcher, Noah Cardenas. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Keone Cavaco. Batting seventh in right field, Kala'i Rosario. Batting eighth at first base, Kyle Schmidt. And batting ninth, the left fielder, Dylan Noisy. For the Blue Jays, batting first at center field, Desan Brown. Batting second, playing shortstop, rehabber, Otto Lopez. Batting third, playing third, number 29, Jordan Groshans. Batting fourth, first baseman, Rainer Nunez. Batting fifth, in left field, Gabriel Martinez. Batting sixth, in right field, Adriel Sotolongo. Batting seventh, at second, Angel Del Rosario. Batting eighth, catching, Jomer Hernandez. And DHing in the nine hole, Jose Ferrer. We'll take a short break, and we'll be back in about 7-8 minutes for first pitch. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Good evening and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine, and tonight we have Game 5 of the series between the Dunedin Blue Jays and the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Michael Dominguez on the bump for your Blue Jays tonight. His first home start, his second start of the season. In his last outing, which was his first start against Tampa, he went 5 innings pitch, gave up 3 runs, all 3 earned, 6 Ks, 1 walk. Currently with a 13.5 K per 9. So he's been able to get guys out via the strikeout as that first pitch to Ernie Yake is outside, taken for a ball 1-0. Ernie Yake, the second baseman, first time in the leadoff hole in this series. And that one's in there for a called strike now. 1-1. And the 1-1 is in there now. Dominguez in control of the count, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. The righty out of the windup. Chopper right side that's going to be picked up by Nunez. He waves off Dominguez, takes it himself for the unassisted putout. Let's take a look at the Dunedin defense. In the outfield, left to right, we've got Gabriel Martinez, Desan Brown, and Adriel Sotolongo. Along the infield, third to first, Jordan Groshans, Otto Lopez, Angel Del Rosario, and Rainer Nunez with Jomer Hernandez forming the battery with Michael Dominguez. Noah Miller, the shortstop, first pitch to him, low for a ball, 1-0 to start him. That one is in there, taken for a called strike now, 1-1. Miller went 0-4 in last night's Blue Jays win. And he takes that one up high. That'll make it 2-1. It was a great game last night. 2-1 victory for your Blue Jays. A walk-off two-run single by Gabriel Martinez saw the Blue Jays even up the series. And that one's in there for a called strike. 92-mile-an-hour fastball, 2-2. Fastball slider change for Dominguez in his repertoire. And that one swung on, lifted into left field. Gabriel Martinez diving, can't make the grab. He trapped it, and going over to second is Miller, and he will be in there safely. Good effort. Martinez held the ball up like he caught it, but it did bounce in front. And that's going to be a one-out double, put a runner in scoring position for the Mighty Muscles.
Center fielder, number 13, Emmanuel Rodriguez.
One on, one out. Emmanuel Rodriguez, the center fielder, he got ejected in the eighth inning of last night's game after arguing a strike call. First pitch to him is a, looked like a changeup in there now. 0-1, he takes that one in the zone. He had to be replaced by Dylan Noisy last night after that ejection. And that one down low. One ball, one strike. It's about 84 degrees here in Dunedin, Florida. Wind blowing a little bit in tonight, left to right still. There's a liner right side. That's going to be a foul ball. If that would have stayed fair, it would have been easily would have been extra bases for Emmanuel Rodriguez and would have scored Miller from second. 1 ball, 2 strikes to the center fielder. Batting 270 on the year, leads the team in home runs with 4. Time called. I think home plate umpire Matt Wachowski is telling Dominguez that, well, I guess that wasn't it, to not pick up his foot like that, but that one way up and out. I'm not sure what he was waving off over at Dominguez on the mound, but it's a 2-2 count. Runner in scoring position early for Fort Myers. And that one drops in there. Nice pitch there by Michael Dominguez. And he's going to challenge that. That would have been called strike three. And no, that ABS goes and says it was a ball. Something new that the players are able to do. They're able to challenge pitches on days where they're using the automated balls and strike system. 3-2, that one taken for a ball. And that puts a runner on first and second.
Now batting designated hitter number 11, Kyler Fedko.
Kyler Fedko, the DH. It's got to be tough mentally for a pitcher thinking you had the strikeout there. And now you end up walking the guy after it's challenged. Fedko, the DH, batting 409 on the season. First pitch to him. Swung on. Chopper over to short. Lopez picks up over to Del Rosario to first. 4-2. A 6-4-3 double play, and that will end the inning. We'll head to the bottom half of the first here at TD Ballpark. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. First run, which ended up being the tying run, on the same play as Soto Longo scored the winning run. Back 170 on the side. Yo, now taking four, all four. And a four pitch walk started off for Dave Fest. That's going to bring up a lot of points.
Now batting shortstop number 16, Otto Lopez.
Otto Lopez. Roshan's game is back to the first one. in safely. Again, second attempt there by Davis Festa. And caught in a miss. Otto Lopez down on strikes. And he's going to bring up Jordan Roche, third baseman today. One on, one out.
Now batting, third baseman, number 29, Jordan Groshen.
Taking a look at the Mighty Muscle Geeks in the outfield, plus right, Dylan Noisy, Emmanuel Rodriguez, and Colette Rosario. On the infield, third to first, John Paco, Noah Miller, Ernie Yates, and Kyle Schmidt. And on that hit, Jason Brown takes off, and he's caught stealing in second. Shallow right going out is Yake. Coming in is Rosario, who's going to call it off. Rosario does and makes the grab. And that will end the inning. We'll head to the top half of the second. Nothing here at TV Ballpark. You're listening to the Indian Radio Network. Back here, top half of the second inning. Noah Cardenas, the catcher, leading it off. Dominguez out of the windup again. Kicks and fires. First pitch in there for a called strike. Cardenas on the year batting 217. Hit that go-ahead home run for Fort Myers in the top half of the ninth last night. Would have been the winning run if not for the heroics by Gabriel Martinez with two outs in the bottom half of that inning. Takes that pitch down low, now 2-1 the count to the catcher. Pitch from Dominguez, grounder over to short. Lopez picks it up, moving to his left, throw over to Nunez in time for out number one. Brings up Keone
now batting
Cavaco,
third baseman
third
number
baseman.
Nine, Keone Cavaco.
Keone Cavaco, the third baseman. First pitch, a big cut. Couldn't make contact, 0-1. Thank you. one in there. Now Cavaco down 0-2. Cavaco, the former first-round pick by the Minnesota Twins. 0-2 pitch, cut, and a foul tip. Barely got a piece of it. 13th overall selection in 2019. Struggled last season in low A. He takes that pitch for a ball now, 1-2. At the low A level, batted 233. And a cut and a miss there. Now two down, first strikeout of the night for Michael Dominguez. And that'll bring up the right
fielder. Now batting right fielder, number 25, Kala'i Rosario.
Rosario on the year batting 182. Went 0-4 in last night's game with three strikeouts. Really struggled behind the or at the plate. Most of the batters did for the better part of that game up until really the ninth inning. Not a ton of action last night in terms of hits, but a ton of strikeouts between the two pitching staffs. And a 2-1 count now to Rosario. Chopper over to Nunez. He bobbles it at first, but picks it up and taps on first base for the 1-2-3 inning. We'll head to the bottom half of the second here at TD Ballpark. But first, are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami. We know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of the DJ Fishing
Bobblehead, courtesy of IC Sushi and Global Bistro.
Half of the second, Rainer Nunez, the first baseman, leading us off here. Nunez, Martinez, and Sotolongo all due up in this inning. Festa, his first pitch is a fastball, a little high and tight. 1-0 to start off the at-bat to Nunez. And swung on, lifted right side. That will get up and out of play. Makes it a 1-1 count. We experienced it last night, but same thing is going on today. That wind from left to right, anything high up in the air on the right side is going to be carried over the netting into the stands. That one low and in. Nunez backs out of that one, 2-1. Two balls and a strike. In on the hands, he fouls it off. Now a 2-2 count. Two-two pitch, swung on, fouled off again by Nunez. 97 that time by Festa. That's usually what he tops out at. He can sit anywhere in between 94 and 97. 2-2 and checks the swing. Nunez takes that one low and out for a ball. Makes the count full 3-2. Three-two pitch, and he spits on that one. He draws the walk. Leadoff man is on for the second inning in a row. That's going to bring up last night's hero, Gabriel Martinez, the left fielder.
Now batting, left fielder, number 20, Gabriel Martinez.
Gabriel Martinez had big offensive moments in the last two games, both wins for the Blue Jays. He had a two-run shot to take the lead in the fifth inning of game two, and there's a base hit up the middle. Martinez continues his hot streak. Gets the first hit of the game for the Blue Jays, and will put runners on first and second for Adrian Soto Longo.
Now batting right fielder, number 22, Adrian Soto Longo.
Adrian Soto Longo, the right fielder. He scored the winning run last night. He pinch hit in the ninth for Jordan Groshans and was walked as the second of three straight walks by Fort Myers closer Logan Campbell. That pitch in there to start him off 0-1. Now an early opportunity for Dunedin here in the bottom half of the second. That pitch taken at the knees for a strike now. 0-2 the count. Del Rosario, the second baseman tonight, and Soto Longo takes that pitch, and a three-pitch strikeout for Festa.
Now batting, second baseman, number 5, Angel Del Rosario.
Second strikeout of the game for Festa. The first pitch to Del Rosario is in there for a called strike. Held up in time, he did. Del Rosario checked his swing at that one. But field umpire Zachary Martin said that he held his swing in time. It's a 1-1 count. Pitch on the way outside. 2 balls and a strike. Festa out of the stretch. Kicks and fires. Swung on, lifted high and deep to left, but that's going to go foul. Hits the top of Eddie's. Comes all the way back. They hit that pole out there. Connected to Eddie's. And then came back towards the concourse. Now a 2-2 count to Del Rosario. That one up and in. Gets a little jog from Angel, and now he steps back in. A 3-2 count. Full count to Del Rosario. 28 pitches so far for Festa. Only 15 strikes to 13 balls. 3-2. Swung on. Fouled off. Hit the very top of the net and came flying back towards home plate. Still a full count. Nunez on second, Martinez on first. And that one kind of buckled him, but it didn't fall into the zone. They're going to challenge it real quick. So we'll wait. And it's called a strike. And now Nunez and Martinez will have to retreat back to their former bases, thinking that they were going to be
now batting catcher number 1, Jomer Hernandez.
That's going to bring up Jomer Hernandez, the catcher tonight. strikeout by Festa. First pitch to Hernandez. Big hack at that one. 0-1. Jomer on the year, batting 231, playing in his fifth game tonight. Swung on, fouled off right side, now down 0-2. That one at 98, according to our radar. No balls, two strikes, kicks and fires, and lazy fly ball to right field, and that will be hauled in by Rosario, and that will end the inning and the threat. We'll head to the top half of the third. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Back here in the top half of the third, Kyle Schmidt, the first baseman, leading it off for the Mighty Muscles. Dominguez, 29 pitches through the first two innings. First pitch is a slider down and away, 1-0. The righty kicks and fires out of the windup, fouled off. 90 mile an hour fastball. Fouled straight back, now 1-1. Schmidt went 1-for-3 in his last game. That was on Thursday night. And he cuts and misses that. Slider down. Now 1-2. Batting 273 on the season. Two home runs for him. That one does not fall into the zone enough. Evens up the count. Two balls and two strikes. Down and in. Three balls and two strikes for the first batter of the inning. Dominguez kicks and fires down. So leadoff walk. Puts a runner on for Dylan Noisy in the nine hole.
Now batting left fielder number 5, Dylan Noisy.
Noisy came in as a defensive replacement for Emmanuel Rodriguez after he was ejected last night. Didn't get in a bat, but did play two innings in the field. First pitch to him is low and outside, 1-0. Dominguez looking for the sign, sets. Kicks and fires. That one up high. There's a pitch up that Hernandez was ready to make a snap throw over to first, but held. Schmidt didn't get too big of a secondary lead and likely would have been back in very easily. 2-0 count, pitch on the way, fouled off into the mask of Hernandez. He pops right up. Looks like he's all right. Matt Wachowski, the home plate umpire, takes a few steps towards Dominguez and tosses him a ball to give Hernandez a second, as is customary. 2-1 count now to Noisy. Two and one. That one up and in. Now a 3-1 count. Three balls and a strike. Schmidt on first. Dominguez kicks fire. Swung on. Popped up and back out of play. Full count to the left fielder. Noisy steps in. Dominguez with full count, 3-2. Cut and a miss. Got him on the slider. Strikeout number 2 of the night for Dominguez, and that will bring up the top of the order. Ernie Yeager, one on, one out.
Now batting, second baseman, number 1, Ernie Yeager.
Blue Jays defense has been fantastic this season so far at turning double plays. They already turned one earlier in the game. That's a hard hit line drive, but foul a few feet right of the first base line. They ended the first inning with a 6-4-3 double play. I believe they had 2 in last night's game and another 2 in the game before that. One to Yake. That one in and down low. He picked up his right foot to get it out of the way. Now one and one the count, as Hernandez was able to keep that one from going to the backstop. One one. That one down low. Blocked and kept in front by Hernandez. Two balls, one strike to a left-handed batter. Switch hitter, actually. Two balls, one strike, pitch on the way, fouled off left side. Count squared at 2, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Grounded out to Nunez, and he recorded the out unassisted. Now that one up. 3-2, counts full. Third straight full count to start off this third inning. Dominguez about to throw his 18th pitch of the inning. Dominguez picked up his right foot to take a second to reset the clock. But one technical attempt at a pickoff. 3-2, and a foul tip in and out of the glove of Hernandez. The Eagles step in, we'll try it again. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Dominguez kicks and fires. Swung on, liner, and that's going to get up the middle for a base hit. A single in the center field now. 2 on,
now batting,
one
shortstop,
away
for number
21,
Noah Miller.
Miller. Miller. He doubled to left field, just out of the reach of Gabriel Martinez in the first inning. He steps in, left foot hovering on that line, the back line of the batter's box. First pitch to him is down low, taken for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Swung on, fouled off. On first and second. One away, pitch on the way, fouled off again. One ball, two strikes. Miller, the switch hitting shortstop, swings on center field, and that's going to drop for a base hit. It held up long enough to have the runners hold before they started to advance to their next base, and that's going to
now batting center fielder number 13,
Emmanuel Rodriguez coming up. And that's going to bring out Drew Hayes. He's going to go out and try to calm his pitcher down. Only one away here. Top half of the third bases are loaded. Here's opportunity for Fort Myers to put a run across and get on the scoreboard first. Matt Wachowski walking over to the mound. Drew Hayes breaks up the meeting, and infield will head to their respective positions. Manuel Rodriguez, the center fielder, will come up. The 19-year-old left-handed center fielder out of the Dominican Republic. First year at the single-A level. And a cut and a miss of that first pitch, 91-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-1. Swung on, lifted into shallow right field. Getting underneath it is Del Rosario, and he will make the grab. The runners will have to stay. He's going to run that ball into the infield himself. Toss it over to Nunez.
And now batting, designated outs. Hitter, number 11, Kyler Fedko.
Kyler Fedko. Base is still loaded. That's a huge out for Dominguez. A shallow pop-up is exactly what you needed other than a strikeout in that situation. And now two outs. Chance to get out of this. First pitch to Fedko is low and outside. He checked his swing. Hernandez pointed towards Zachary Martin to see if he could rule on the potential check swing, but I don't know if he even saw him, because there was no ruling by the field umpire. 1-0 count. That one fouled off. Schmidt was flying in from third, thinking back out away from Hernandez, and that just nobody reacted to it. A ball and a strike. Fedko grounded out into the 6-4-3 double play that ended the top half of the first. With a 1-1, that one hit him. one in on the wrist, and Fedko lays down. He's in a good bit of pain. The run's going to come in to score. The trainer will come out. I hit him right on the left wrist, the outside of the left wrist. And he's being looked at the moment. It will end up bringing Noah Cardenas, the catcher, up. Bases will still be loaded for Fort Myers. We'll take a quick second for the injury break, and we'll be right back. We're back to away. Fedko is okay to continue. We'll see if there's a potential defensive replacement for him, but he's good enough to run the bases. Cardenas, the catcher. First pitch is in there for a called strike, and he quickly turns over to Wachowski and asks for a challenge. And the confirmation is a strike.
The call of strike is confirmed.
Balls, one strike. Dominguez kicks and fires that one down in the dirt. Cardenas grounded out to short in the last inning. One pitch. Swung on, a blooper right side. That'll get right over Nunez's head, but in foul territory. A break there for Dominguez and the Blue Jays. The runners will retreat back to their bases, and it'll be a 1-2 count. I think Cardenas broke his bat. He had to swap out his bat. Was right in on the hands. It was almost identical to Gabriel Martinez's jam shot that won us the game last night, just a little bit foul. One ball, two strikes. Now on up and in. Evens it up 2-2. Dominguez. Kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. A huge strikeout there by Dominguez. And the Mighty Mosses will have to settle for one. They leave them loaded. Blue Jays fans, don't forget, your Dunedin Blue Jays wrap up this series against the Fort Myers Mighty Mosses tomorrow before hitting the road for a week. First pitch is scheduled for 12 p.m. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com for tickets. See you here at the ballpark. We'll be right back for the bottom half of the third. back here at the bottom half of the third, the DH leading us off, Jose Ferrer. Festa with the first pitch of the inning is up high. Ferrer takes it for ball 1-0. Ferrer on the year batting 286. And he'll take that one inside. Jose playing in just his fourth game of the season so far. 2-0 count, now 3-0 after that fastball misses outside. That one just coming in at 93, which is relatively low for Festa's standards. 3-0, and that one finds the zone. Three balls and a strike, top of the order on deck, Desan Brown and Otto Lopez do up in this half inning, and that one's in there. Five fastballs in this at bat. That one coming in at 94 in there on the outer corner. 3-2, swung on, fouled off. Festa sticks with that fastball. Three balls, two strikes. Pitch on the way, swung on, fly ball right field. Going back is Rosario, and a couple steps before the warning track, he'll make the grab for the first out. That'll bring up Desan Brown. He reached on a walk and was later caught
center
stealing.
Fielder, number three, Desan Brown.
Cardenas behind the plate does have a good arm. First pitch to Brown is in there, 97. That one he reared back and put everything he had into that fastball. 0-1 now. The righty fires, cut and a miss. A win to the count to Desan Brown. And a cut and a miss there, a three-pitch strikeout. Desan Brown down on strikes, and that brings up Otto Lopez.
Now batting shortstop, number 16, Otto Lopez.
Struck out swinging back in the first inning. First pitch to him is taken up high. 1-0. Festa working quickly. That one down low. Whoa, that one taken for a ball. So after he got Desan Brown on three straight strikes, he's now going to throw three straight balls to Otto Lopez. 3-0 pitch, swung on, grounder left side. That's going to be kept in front of him by Cavaco. The throw is in time, a really nice play by Keone Cavaco. Diving to his left, he kept that within reach. Picked it up off the dirt and tossed it over to Schmidt to get the out. 1-2-3 go the Blue Jays. We'll head to the top half of the fourth. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Hey fans, make sure to get your hands on...
We're back here in the top half of the fourth. Keone Kavako, the third baseman, who just made that really nice play in the field, now due up to lead us off here. First pitch to Kavako is taken up high, 4-1-0. Kavako, Rosario, and Schmidt due up for the Mighty Muscles in this half inning. 1-0 pitch from Dominguez, cut and a miss there. 1-1. Kavako struck out swinging in his first at bat. Dominguez out of the windup, swung on. High popper, left side. Otto Lopez getting underneath that one, and he will come back in and make the grab just on the edge of the infield clay. And that's one away. Kalei Rosario.
Now batting, number 25, Kalei Rosario.
Right fielder. Now up, he grounded out to Rainer Nunez on an unassisted put out. Back in that second inning. First pitch, another foul ball right off the mask of Hernandez. Just a couple innings into this game, and he's already taken two foul balls. Lights come on. Field brightens up. Oh, and one the count to Rosario. Swung on, driven into left field. Going back is Martinez, and he will turn and watch that one go. Kalei Rosario with his first home run of the season doubles Fort Myers' lead. And now it's 2-0.
Now batting, number 37, Kyle Schmidt.
That'll bring up the first baseman, Kyle Schmidt. That's his first home run at the A level. He hit 5 last season in rookie ball, but had yet to hit one.
The call of ball is confirmed.
This season, they checked that ball to Kyle Schmidt. Now 1-0. We'll take that one down low for a ball. Now 2-0 the count. Schmidt walked in his first at bat, came around and scored that run on the hit by pitch to Fedko. That pitch off now 2-1 as Dominguez sets. 2-1, swung on, lifted into center field. Desan Brown steps back and makes the grab for the second out of the inning.
Now batting,
Dylan
number 5, Dylan Noisy.
Fielder. He'll come up with 2 outs, bases empty. 2-0 ball game here in the top of the fourth. First pitch to Noisy, the slider in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off the left fielder. Struck out swinging back in the third. And he pops that one up right side. The wind will likely take that out of play. And Nunez and Hernandez will watch it go by. And now an 0-2 count to Dylan Noisy. Dylan Noisy, the younger brother of A's third baseman Sheldon Noisy, a recent promote. No balls, 2 strikes. Dominguez fires, cut, and a miss. He got him on the slider. 1 run on 1 hit. We'll head to the bottom half of the fourth. 2-0 ball game here at TD Ballpark. We're back here in the bottom half of the fourth. Jordan Groshans, the third baseman for tonight's contest. There's a ball that was thrown up over the netting. Back onto the field of play. I'm not really sure why that was done. They'll toss it back into the Fort Myers dugout. As home plate umpire Matt Wachowski looks over very disappointed at the actions. First pitch to Groshans is fouled off. 0-1. Groshans lines that one into right center field. That's going to be cut off by Rodriguez, holding Groshans to just a single. Well, the leadoff man is on here in the bottom half of the fourth for Rainer Nunez.
Now batting number 37, Rainer Nunez.
Second hit for Groshans since he started his stint back with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Nunez going to the plate. Reached on a walk in his first at bat. That foul ball headed straight to me. Thank God there's a netting in the way. And an 0-1 to start him. No balls, one strike. He takes that pitch in there at the knees. 96 mile an hour fastball. Now down 0-2. Gabriel Martinez on deck. And a move over, Groshans dives back in safely. Zachary Martin holds up a one with his right hand. Two more potential attempts on Groshans for Festa. 0-2 pitch, foul ball. Barely gets a piece of it, but it's enough to keep him in this at bat. Right off the end of the bat now. Still 0-2. Sun setting here in TD Ballpark. About a mile away from the ocean, you can hear the seagulls. And there's a ground ball over to third, picked up by Cavaco. Third to second in time, and wide for the second out. They get the lead runner. See if that's ruled as a fielder's choice or just or an error.
Now batting number 20, Gabriel Martinez.
Gabriel Martinez. Still one on, but with one out. They're just going to rule that as a fielder's choice, that Martinez checks his swing but gets a piece of it, hits the very top of the netting. And now 0-1 to start off his at bat. No balls, one strike, and that will be a fielder's choice. And that ball taken low and outside, 1-1. Cut and a miss there. 1-2 now the count to Martinez. He singled in his first at bat in the second inning, was stranded on first. And that one down low, he takes that to even the count, 2-2. Adriel Sotolongo on deck. Martinez, the left fielder. Festa fires, fouls it off. Martinez keeps himself alive now, 2-2. Righty kicks and fires down low. Full count to Martinez. One on, one out. Festa fires that one. Martinez lifts that one into left field. Noisy underneath will make the grab, and that will be the second out. Nunez now has to jog back.
Now batting number 22, Adriel Sotolongo.
Get behind Nunez over there, but he's back and take it. He was taking his time bagging back up, but he was never going to get him. Now two away. Adriel Sotolongo, the right fielder. Big cut and a miss there by Sotolongo, now down 0-1. One swung on, fouled off right side. Oh, and two the count. Swung on, grounder left side. That's going to sneak through for a base hit. Keeping the inning alive is Sotolongo. His first hit of the game. And that'll bring up Angel Del Rosario, the second baseman tonight.
Now batting number five, Angel Del Rosario.
Del Rosario. He struck out looking back in the second inning. That one hits him. Did it not hit him? I think it hit him. He's not giving the reaction like it hit him. Wow, that sounded like it ricocheted off something. It wasn't ruled a foul ball. But both runners advance to second and third. So now two runners in scoring position for the Blue Jays. With a fastball inside. He got out of the way of it, apparently. And that one fouled off back and to the right. One ball, one strike, an opportunity here for the Blue Jays to tie the game now. 1-1. That one down low. Takes that 2-1. Nunez on third, so Longo on second. And a foul tip there by Rosario. Now 2-2, the count evens up. Rosario with one RBI on the season, looking to triple that. Two two, and he fouls that one off, stays alive. Two balls, two strikes. Festa kicks and fires down low. It pops away. Caneas, the third base coach, holding Nunez there. It stayed close enough to Cardenas to warrant that, but Cardenas had no idea where it was. Count's going to be 3-2. Full count. First base is open. Jomar Hernandez on deck for the Blue Jays. 70th pitch of the night for Festa coming up. Swung on. Lifted into right field. Going back is Rosario. And at the wall, he'll make the grab. He leaped into the wall and made a nice grab to end the Blue Jays' threat. We'll head to the top half of the fifth. It's a 2-0 ball game. Mighty Muscles out in front. We're back here in the top half of the fifth. New pitcher for the Blue Jays. It is number 43, Juan Nunez, making his second appearance of the season, first here at TD Ballpark. His only appearance on the year. Went two-thirds of an inning. Did give up a run. First batter he'll face is Ernie Yake. Cut and a foul ball there. 0-1 to start him. Nunez, the 26-year-old right-hander. Swung on. Chopper right side. That is foul. No balls. Two strikes. Two, cut, and a miss. Nice pitch there, and now running away and finally making the tag is Hernandez. Yake gave him a run, but Hernandez able to follow him very closely and complete the strikeout. Noah Miller, the shortstop. That one looks like it hit him. He tosses his bat now. Miller, that one hit him in the leg. That's going to bring up Emmanuel Rodriguez. One away here.
Now batting.
Rodriguez, the center fielder, 0-for-1, did walk. Popped out to second base with the bases loaded in the third inning. First pitch to him is taken for a ball. 1-0. One ball, no strikes. That one popped up and out of play. Back. One ball, one strike. Jalen Nolan warming up for the Mighty Muscles. The left-handed pitcher. That one taken for a ball now, 2-1. Blue Jays also have Trenton Wallace warming up in their pen. Swung on, fouled off into the netting above the Fort Myers dugout. Evens up the count, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, a runner on first. One away here. Swung on, lifted into center field. Desan Brown heading back, and that one is going to get out of here by just a little bit. A two-run shot by Emmanuel Rodriguez, his fifth of the year, and that doubles their lead yet again. Now a 4-0 ball game. Rodriguez took the fastball, drove it straight down the middle of the field. Landed right above the TD Bank sign out there, just to the right of the 400 marker out in center field. One away, Kyler Fedko, the DH, he fouls that one off. 0-1 to start him. Has to retrieve that ball. Tosses it to the Blue Jays dugout. No balls, one strike. Nunez. Curve curveball down and out, taking four ball one and one. That one skips across. Now a 2-1 count. Nunez. That curveball doesn't seem like he's got the right control on it right now. 2-1, swung on, lifted into right field. Sotolongo heading back to the track, and he'll turn and watch that one go. Back-to-back home runs for the Mighty Muscles, and now a 5-0 lead. Another fastball, another good piece of hitting by Fort Myers. That brings up Noah Cardenas, the catcher. Fedco, his second home run of the year. Driving in his 11th run. Excuse me, 12th run. He's got two RBI in tonight's game. That pitch down low. First two pitches called balls to Cardenas now. 2-0. Nunez hits him. Wachowski popped up back behind Hernandez rather quickly.
Now batting number 9, Keone Cavaco.
Keone Cavaco, the third baseman coming up. Fourth straight Mighty Muscle to reach base. Hernandez is going to jog out and talk to his pitcher. One on, one out. Cavaco 0 for 2 on the night. Third Mighty Muscle hit by a pitch tonight, second of this inning. Curveball in there for a called strike. And Cavaco quickly ducked away, thinking that one was coming at him. But a sharp hook on that curveball. Found the zone. Runner goes. Curveball, that one. Unable to be caught by Hernandez, and the runner's going to advance to second on the stolen base. Cardenas, that's his first stolen base of the season. One count. Curveball again. Got him swinging there. Now 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Runner in scoring position. 5-0 ball game here. Swung on. Chopper over to second. Picked up by Del Rosario. The throw to first will be in time to get Cavaco as Cardenas advances over to third. With two outs, and that'll bring up Kalai Rosario.
Now batting number 25, Kalai Rosario.
Two down for the right fielder. Grounded out to first, and then hit a solo shot in the last inning to left field. That one up and in. He leans back from that one, 1-0. Pitch on the way. Again, up and in. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Back-to-back fastballs. That missed up and in. Curveball. Low. Three balls, no strikes. To Rosario. Kyle Schmidt, the first baseman on deck. 3-0 pitch from Nunez is in there for a called strike right in the outside corner. Three-one, cut and a miss. Now the count's full. 3-2 count to Rosario. Cardenas on third. Pitch on the way. Up and in again. Came back from 3-0 down. Got it to 3-2, but that last pitch couldn't find the zone. Puts runners on the corners for Kyle Schmidt. Time called as Drew Hayes is going to go out there and talk to Nunez. Nunez in his second appearance of the year, struggling to get swings and misses. The runners on first and third, two away for the first baseman, Kyle Schmidt. Three runs have already come in for Fort Myers. Hernandez steps onto the infield grass, gives the defense his signals, and he'll get back behind the plate. Nunez comes set. Kicks and fires that one up and in. Schmidt had to duck out of the way of it. One and out to start off Kyle Schmidt. And that curveball drops in the zone now. One and one. One ball, one strike. Pitch on the way, curveball doesn't break enough. Two and one the count to Schmidt. Alrighty, kicks and fires, runner goes, curveball down and away, throw is not in time. Well, it would have been in time. It was a little offline, it pulled Del Rosario off the bag and he wasn't able to apply the tag. It's going to go as a stolen base for Kalucky Rosario. And now runners on second and third, a 3-1 count to Kyle Schmidt. Pitch on the way, that one looked low, it is. Now the bases will be loaded for Dylan Noisy.
Now batting number five, Dylan Noisy.
There goes Donnie Murphy. He's going to pull Nunez out. Trent Wallace was warming up in the pen. We'll be right back with a new pitcher for Dunedin in just a second. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here. The new pitcher is lefty Wilhenis Alvarado. He was in on Thursday night's game. Ended up getting the win in that Blue Jays 5-2 victory over the Mighty Muscles. First batter he'll see is Dylan Noisy, excuse me. And he takes that pitch for a ball 1-0 to start off his at-bat. Nunez goes two-thirds, gives up two hits, two walks, two hit batters. One strikeout, he's responsible for all three runners on right now. And now a 2-0 count. And that appearance against Fort Myers on Thursday, Alvarado went three innings pitch, only two hits. Chopper left side, that'll stay fair, and Groshen steps on third, and that will end the inning. The Mighty Muscles score three, leave them loaded. We'll head to the bottom half of the fifth. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Back here with a new pitcher for the Mighty Muscles. David Festa makes way for Jalen Nolan, the left-hander. John Hernandez, the first batter he'll face, and he takes that first pitch for a ball 1-0. Nolan making his third appearance on the year. He's only gone 3.2 innings in those two appearances. He's given up five runs, all have been earned. 1-1 count to Hernandez, and that one up high. 2-1. Final line for David Festa. Goes four innings pitched. No runs on three hits. Two walks, four strikeouts. And a foul tip there. Now 2-2 the count. Hernandez flew out to right field back in the second inning. That was his only at-bat of the game so far. Two pitch inside. Good take there by Hernandez. And now the count's full. Nolan, a former 19th round selection, as Hernandez fouls that one off. Keeps himself alive. Now 3-2. Pitch on the way. A chopper left side. That's going to be brought in by Cavaco. The throw is not going to be in time. Hernandez, the catcher, on with an infield single. Cavaco was very far back in terms of third base. And now, one on, no outs for Jose Ferrer. Nolan, the 21-year-old. And a cut and a miss there. Ferrer, about three-quarters of the way through that swing, tried to check it. Now 0-1. Fouls that one straight down, now 0-2. Nolan out of Chipola Junior College in Marianna, Florida. Very nice program in the north part of the state. A lot of JUCO national championships. A lot of Florida State JUCO championships. 1-2, swung on, right side. That's going to be down for a base hit. Hernandez turning around second. He's going to head to third. The throw to third will be in time. Hernandez gunned down at third by Kalai Rosario.
Now batting, number three, Desan Brown.
First out of the inning. Made over there at third base is never something you want to do. And now one away, one on for Desan Brown. First pitch is in there for called strike, 0-1. And Brown wants that one checked by ABS. And it
called strike is overturned to a ball.
And ends up being a ball. So 1-0 count. And that one's in there. Now 1-1. Foul tip. Got a nick to it now. 1-2 the count to Desan Brown. He's 0-1. He struck out swinging back in the third. Walked to lead off the first inning for Dunedin. 1-2. Swung on. Lifted right side. That'll get out of play. Keeps himself alive, 1-2. And that one a liner right side. That's going to be a fair ball. Jose Ferrer is going to turn and go to three. Desan Brown, that's going to be extra bases for him. And now the Blue Jays are going to have runners on second and third with only one away for Otto Lopez. Great piece of hitting there by Desan Brown. He shot that one right over Kyle Schmidt's head at first. That one rolled all the way to the corner. And now with two runners in scoring position, Otto Lopez is going to look to do some damage. Good opportunity to get a couple back here for the Blue Jays. Otto Lopez and Jordan Groshans. Are the next two hitters for the Blue Jays. There's a motion there by Matt Watkowski. I'm not sure what he was motioning towards. First pitch in the dirt. It was blocked by Cardenas. Now a 1-0 count to Lopez. Cut and a miss. Big hack at that by Lopez. The lefty kicks and fires. Big hack again. He was expecting the fastball. And Nolan gave him the changeup. 1-2. A ball and two strikes. Otto Lopez fouls that one off. Lopez stays alive. Ferrer on third. Desan Brown on second. A base hit should score both. And that one up and out. 2-2 evens it up. Brown with a ton of speed out there at second. You got to think even a hard hit single would give him a very, very good chance of coming around to score. 2-2 count. Swung on, lifted high to left field. Not overly deep, but a chance for Ferrer. And they'll send him. The throw from Noisy will be in time. A really nice play out there in left field. Perfect throw hit Cardenas right in the chest. And a great double play turned by the mighty muscles to keep Dunedin at zero. We'll head to the top half of the sixth. But fans, don't miss out on DJ Fishing Bobblehead Night, sponsored by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro on Thursday, May 12th, when your Blue Jays take on the Tampa Tarpons. The first 1,000 fans will go home with the DJ Fishing Bobblehead, courtesy of Pisces. Top of the sixth coming up here, TD Ballpark. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here in the top half of the sixth. A couple of defensive changes for the Blue Jays. Moving from second to short is Angel Del Rosario taking over for Otto Lopez. And Jose Rivas comes in to play second. New pitcher for the Blue Jays. It'll be the left-hander Trenton Wallace. First appearance this season. He just was activated off the IL. Pitched five games for the Dunedin Blue Jays last season after being drafted in the 2021 draft. He was drafted in the 11th round by Toronto out of the University of Iowa. 1-0 count to his first batter, Ernie Yake. Now taken outside, now 2-0. In those five appearances before injury for Wallace, he went 8 1/3 innings. Gave up four runs for a 4.32 ERA. That one's outside. Now three straight balls to start off this appearance. That one finds the outside corner. Three and one. The 23-year-old lefty kicks and fires. That one's outside. Wallace not happy about that call. They do have the right to challenge it. But they'll take the walk. And that puts a runner on for Noah Miller. No outs here in this sixth inning. Miller 2-for-2, and he was also hit by a pitch. Came around and scored on the Rodriguez home run. Wallace asking for a new ball. Tosses that over to Hernandez. And Hernandez will get him a new one. One-oh count to Noah Miller. And a move over to first with Yake getting back in safely. One ball, no strikes. Kicks and fires inside. Two and oh. He's switch hitting shortstop. Pitch on the way. That one finds the zone. Took a bit off and got a strike on the board. Now 2-1. Wallace kicks and fires. Runner goes. Foul tip. Squares up the count. 2-2. Yake jogs back over to first. He'll see if he tries it again. 2-2, the count to Noah Miller. Wallace staring right at Yake. Kicks and fires on outside. Now a full count to Miller. 196 average, but as I mentioned, he's had a nice day at the plate so far. And time called. And they're going to rule that Trent Wallace didn't start his motion before the clock hit zero. So that's going to be an automatic ball four. And now two on, no out. That's going to bring up Emmanuel Rodriguez. That forces a runner in scoring position. Rodriguez hit a home run in the last inning. Two-run shot off of Juan Nunez. Lefty-lefty matchup. Wallace kicks and fires. That one outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. This is Trenton Wallace's first time with a pitch clock. Kicks and fires with 1 second left on it. That one taken for a ball. Pitchers get 18 seconds from the time they get the ball on the mound to the time they start their motion with runners on base. Only 14 seconds without runners on. Kicks and fires. That one in there. Now 2-1. It definitely is an adjustment for guys who have yet to play under these circumstances. Kind of have to throw out your entire routine and start from scratch if you're a guy who likes to take your time. That pitch inside, now 3-1. But the reviews from it from baseball reporters have been pretty good. It's cut down the average game time by about 20 to 30 minutes, depending on what league statistics you look at. And there's a cut and a miss, 3-2 now. Crossed up Hernandez, and that one hit him above the knee pad, right in the thigh, and he's a little hobbled going over to talk to Wallace. Another full count. Nobody out. Two runners on. One Walked Yake and Miller to start off this inning. Rodriguez with a 3-2 count. Kicks and fires that one in there for called strike three. Now one away. That brings up Kyler Fedko. Rodriguez got ejected on a call similar to that last night. He pointed where he thought the ball went to the home plate umpire, Zachary Martin, who immediately tossed him. And the runners go. They've got him timed up, it looked like. At least Ernie Yake did. He immediately took off before Wallace even started his leg kick. Looked like he knew his routine here. That takes away the potential double play opportunity. Fedko will step back in. 1-0 count. Runners on second and third. Now infield in shifted defensively. 1-0. That one inside. That was Yake running down the line about a third of the way on that. It'd be a tough throw for Hernandez to make with a right-handed batter. So Yake being extra aggressive, a 2-0 count to Fedko. That one down and in. Now 3-0. Cardenas, the catcher, on deck. A walk wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. It would be much better than a normal hit. It would at least give you an opportunity for a double play and a force at home if needed, and there it is. A four-pitch walk, third walk of the inning for issued by Wallace. Noah Cardenas. And now Noah Cardenas, the catcher. He was hit by a pitch in the last inning, was stranded at third. Apart from that, 0 for 2. Did have that home run last night, but only a 200 hitter at the moment. Caught and a miss in that first one. 0-1. If you can induce a ground ball, you like your chances at a double play turn with the Blue Jays infield defense being as good as it is. And if it's not in the cards, you can get the force out at home, potentially. There's another cut and a miss. Now 0-2. The ball's two strikes. A strikeout would be huge here as well. Lefty looks in. Kicks and fires. Popped up right side. That's going to get out of play. Cardenas keeps himself alive. Twenty-four pitches so far by Wallace. Only 9 strikes, 15 balls. Command hasn't been there in his first appearance in about 8 months at this point. And that one's in there, called strike three, and he's going to ask for a check. And the confirmation is a strike.
The called strike is confirmed.
Cardenas goes down looking. Second strikeout of the inning for Trenton Wallace. And now Keone Cavaco, the third baseman, coming up. He's 0 for 3. Yake on third, Miller on second, and Fedko on first. Bases loaded, two away now. First pitch, taken for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Wallace kicks and fires up high. 2-0. down by 5 here in this top half of the 6th. Bases loaded against them. Fort Myers trying to push another run or two across the plate and extend their lead. And now Wallace, noticing that he didn't have much time left on the clock, he steps off. He takes that pickoff attempt. 2 balls, no strikes. Pitch on the way. That one in there. Two and one the count. Wallace looks in, comes set. Kicks and fires up high. 3-1 the count to Cavaco. Three balls, one strike. Top half of the 6th inning, two away. Wallace kicks and fires that one in there. Now 3-2, runs it full. Wallace trying to get out of this inning unscathed. He issued 3 walks so far in this inning. Trying to make sure none of them come in. 3-2, swung on, fouled off right side. That keeps Cavaco alive. Forces another strike thrown by Wallace. And now they'll start the clock as everybody had to retreat back to their base. 3-2. Wallace fires that one up high. That forces in a run, the 6th one of the night by Fort Myers. And it'll bring up Kalai Rosario, the right fielder. Kalai Rosario, homered in the 4th. Takes that pitch outside for a ball 1-0. Wallace kicks and fires. Cut and a miss there. 90-mile-an-hour fastball. A ball and a strike to the right fielder. One and one. Trying to limit the damage here. Foul tip stayed in the glove of Hernandez. Now 1-2. Wallace, 1 strike away from getting out of this inning with only 1 run allowed. One ball, 2 strikes. Pitch on the way, up high. Hernandez able to extend his arm, able to get up and meet that ball above Rosario's shoulders. And now 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes. Bases loaded. Pitch on the way. That one hit him. Wallace ran that one inside. Forces another run home for the Mighty Muscles. And that's going to get Donnie Murphy out for a pitching change. Well, new pitcher, when we return, you're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. back here in the top half of the sixth. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is number 32, Justin Kelly. Kelly coming on for the fourth time this season. He inherits the bases loaded, steps off so he can reset the count on the pitch clock. First batter he'll face is the right-handed first baseman, Kyle Schmidt. That one skips across the plate, blocked by Hernandez. 1-0 to start off Schmidt. Kelly with a 4.26 ERA. 7 strikeouts and 6 and a third innings. That one fired in there for a called strike. 1-1. Wallace ends his night with 2/3 of an innings pitch, 4 walks, 2 strikeouts, 1 hit batter. So far, 2 runs given up, both earned, but he's responsible for all 3 on base at the moment. Schmidt took that pitch outside. Now 2-1 the count. One up high, popped up straight up from Hernandez's glove. Now a 3-1 count. Justin Kelly, the 23-year-old out of Utah. Originally signed with the team in 2021 as an undrafted free agent. And that one is in there. That's a full count now. I believe that was the cutter at 89. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Bases loaded, 2 away. Kelly the righty. Kicks, fires. That one off the inner part of the bat. Schmidt tried to hold his swing. He would have been successful had it not grazed his bat. But instead of ball 4, the inning, the bat keeps going. Three-two pitch coming again. That one swung on, popped up left side. Groshans and Del Rosario getting underneath it. Groshans will come in and make the grab, and that will end the inning. 2 runs, no hits, 3 men left on base. We'll head to the bottom half of the sixth. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. back here. Bottom half of the sixth inning. Fort Myers leading 7-0. Groshans, Nunez, and Martinez all due up in this half inning. First pitch to Groshans is at the knees, called a strike, 0-1. Jalen Nolan still out there. Groshans challenged the call, but it is confirmed. That one is down low in the dirt now, 1-1. Nolan gave up three hits in the last inning, but thanks to two really nice throws by his corner outfielders, no runs given up. That one swung on, driven deep to left center field, and coming in and making the grab is Noisy. That ball died from the wind and was caught out there just by the warning track. Nunez now up. Base is empty, no out, one out, excuse me. Nunez 0 for 1. He reached on a fielder's choice and walked back in the second. He's been stranded on second and third. Takes that first pitch for a ball 1-0. Count after he takes that pitch. Now Nolan comes set, kicks, and fires. That one's in there. Two balls, one strike. A lefty, that one fouled off back into the netting. Evens up the count, 2-2. Nolan fires. Swung on. Hard hit ground ball over to short. Picked up by Miller. The throw is in time for the out. That's two down. Gabriel Martinez, the left fielder. He's 1-for-2 on the day. As the left fielder, first pitch, swung on, lifted into right field near the foul line towards the netting, and that'll get out of play. We've got a group of about 20 small children all running towards that ball, trying to grab the souvenir. Martinez now back to the batter's box. And I think one lucky girl was able to retrieve it before the rest. And a foul tip there now, 0-2 to Martinez. The ball's two strikes. Martinez, the left fielder, caught and a miss at that back foot slider. Three up, three down go the Blue Jays. We'll head to the top half of the seventh. Fans, don't miss out on all the great weekly promotions here at TD Ballpark. Thursday is Dollar Beer Night presented by Budweiser. We've got $1 12-ounce beer, $2 16-ounce beer, and $1 12-ounce soda. Friday nights, we have buy one, get one, margaritas, and house wine. How can you pass on BOGO Margs? And tonight and every Saturday night, kids can run the bases after the game. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com to get tickets now. back here in the top half of the seventh. Dylan Noisy, the left fielder, leading off for the Mighty Muscles. He's 0 for 3 on the day. First pitch to him is a foul ball right off of Hernandez again. Hernandez taking a beating back there tonight. 0-1 the count. Couple defensive changes moving from right to third is Adriel Sotolongo, and coming in to play right field is Amel Brazoban. That one pops up off the glove of Hernandez. 1-1. Brazoban comes in for Otto Lopez. His night is, for Jordan Groshans. His night is done. One the count to the left fielder. Kelly kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. 91-mile-an-hour fastball. A little up in the zone. Couldn't reach it. One ball, two strikes. Noisy has struck out twice tonight. And almost a 30. He was able to check his swing. That slider low and away. Malik Barrington warming up for Fort Myers. That one popped up. Back and right, that's going to be carried out of play. Got a couple people who just put their forearms on top of their head instead of looking up for the ball. That always amazes me, watching that in the crowd. Luckily, no one hit. That one hit the roof on, I believe it was the baseball ops room. Couple doors to my right, and there's a soft liner just over the head of Jose Rivas. Gave it a good effort, but a leadoff single by Dylan Noisy. Top of the order coming up. One on, no outs.
Now batting, number one, Ernie Yake.
Ernie Yake, 1 for 3 on the night. Singled back in the third. Walked in the last inning, came around and scored the sixth run for Fort Myers. That one low and in. 1-0 to start off Yake. Third time batting in three innings. Kelly, the righty. Kicks and fires. Fouled back into the netting now. 1-1 the count. That pitch taken outside a fastball. A little bit off the plate. 2-1 now the count to Yake. The second baseman. Two and one. Noisy is a threat to steal over there at first. Cut and a miss there. Evens up the count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Noisy on first, no outs. Kelly kicks and fires. The curveball can't catch the top of the zone. That runs the count full, 3-2. Two from Kelly. Cut and a miss, but that pops in and out of the glove for Hernandez. No matter. First base is occupied, and that'll be one away.
Now batting, number 21, Noah Miller.
Noah Miller, the shortstop. two for two. He's been hit and walked as well. Swings at that back foot cutter. Excuse me, curveball. Oh, and one to start off his at-bat. Lifts that one left side, but well out of play. Miller now down 0-2. Single and a double on the night for the shortstop. He scored two runs. 0-2, cut and a miss. Got him on the curve. Really nice pitch there by Justin Kelly, and that'll be two down. Second strikeout on the night for Justin Kelly, and that'll bring up the center fielder, Emmanuel Rodriguez. Rodriguez 1-for-3, but that two-run shot back in the fifth. First pitch, he got him the chase of that one now, 0-1. Now, Brian Meyer going to talk to his batter. Or is he? No, he's talking to Wachowski. Not sure what about. It was clearly a swing. Definitely didn't hold up. So 0-1 the count. Kelly kicks, fires that one. Just barely missed hitting Rodriguez on that front leg. It was blocked by Hernandez. Now 1-1. That one just a little high, says Wachowski. 2-1 the count. Two balls and a strike. One on, two away. Fouled off left side. Now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Noisy led off with a single. Two straight strikeouts by Kelly. And that one low and in. That'll run it full. Kyler Fedko on deck, the DH. If it gets to him in this inning, 3-2 the count. Kelly kicks and fires. Swung on. Lifted into center field. Desan Brown takes a couple steps back. Now comes back in and will make the grab for the out. And that will end the inning. It's stretch time here at TD Ballpark. We'll be right back for the bottom half of the seventh. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here in the bottom half of the seventh. Fort Myers leading 7-0 here. Adriel Sotolongo, the leadoff man. First pitch taken up high. 1-0. New pitcher for Fort Myers is Malik Barrington, the righty. Barrington on the year, making his third appearance, and there's a foul ball right in front of Sotolongo, but it spins foul. Third appearance, he's thrown 4 innings, given up 2 runs, both earned. Struck out 3. 1-1, a foul tip on the end of the bat, very end of the bat. Now 1-2, the count to Sotolongo. He pitched in game 1 of the series, gave up those 2 runs, and there's a hard hit liner, but that's going to be foul into the netting. 2 innings pitch, gave up 2 hits, 2 runs. They were both earned in Tuesday night's game. Fort Myers won that contest 4-2. It's a 1-2 count to Sotolongo. That one up and in now. 2-2 the count. Sotolongo now the third baseman. After moving there to take over for Jordan Groshans, who got replaced in the lineup by Amal Brazaban. 2-2, foul tip on the end of the bat again. Getting just a bit on it to keep himself alive. Two balls, 2 strikes. Dineen's got 3 innings to try and muster up a few runs and get this game into a manageable spot. And he fouls that one off. Chopper above the Fort Myers dugout to the left side. Barrington kicks and fires. Swung on, driven deep to left field. Noisy headed back, and he's going to watch that one go. The first run of the night for Dunedin is a mammoth of a shot by Adriel Sotolongo. His third home run of the season, and we are on the board. Third home run, all 3 of them coming here at TD Ballpark, and that's going to bring up Angel Del Rosario, now the shortstop. No on, no out, 1 on the board. A little bit of excitement here. It's always great. 0-1 the count after Del Rosario took that first pitch for a strike. Fouls that one straight down. Now 0-2 to the shortstop. No balls, 2 strikes. Nobody on, no outs. And a cut and a miss. He got him on the breaking ball. 1 away, and that brings up Jomer Hernandez, the catcher. Jomer Hernandez, the catcher, batting 267 on the season. He reached on an infield hit back in the 5th inning. He was elated when he was able to beat out that throw. The count now, 1-1 as he chases that one down and away. Cut and a miss there now. 1-2 the count to Hernandez. Jose Ferrer on deck for the Blue Jays. One ball, two strikes. And time was called by Witkowski, and he pointed toward Hernandez. There's only 2 seconds left on the clock, and it didn't look like Barrington was going to throw or start his motion. So that could have been an automatic ball called, but I guess Hernandez called time. Takes that one in the dirt, now 2-2. Barrington kicks and fires that one low and away. Now a full count to the catcher. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Barrington kicks and fires again. In on the hands. That would have been ball 4. Might have even hit Hernandez, to be honest. That was pretty close to him. Three balls, two strikes. Pitch on the way, swung on, liner that skips right in front of Yake. Hernandez now turning, going to second. He's going to put on the brakes and smartly make the decision to stay on first, stick there with his single. And that's going to bring up Jose Ferrer.
Now batting number 9, Jose Ferrer.
Hernandez now 2-for-3 on the day. He was already gunned down. Hernandez was trying to leg one out to third. So he no doubt had that in the back of his mind. Probably also had the first base coach in his ear yelling at him to get back. Ferrer took that first pitch for a ball, 1-0. Now the second, he cuts and misses at 1-1. Ferrer, 1-for-2. He himself was gunned down by Noisy out and left on a sacrifice fly attempt. A grounder over to short, picked up by Miller. Over to second for one, and first in time for 2, and that will end the inning. The Blue Jays get 1 on the Sotolongo solo home run. We'll head to the top half of the 8th. But Blue Jays fans, every home game this season will be streamed live here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Tomorrow afternoon is the final game of the series against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles before your Blue Jays hit the road to Bradenton for a week. The scheduled starters for tomorrow's matchup are Travis Adams for the Mighty Muscles and Rafael Ohashi for your Blue Jays. Stream starts at 11:45, and the first pitch at 12. Back here in the top half of the 8th, Justin Kelly still out there pitching for the Blue Jays. Kyler Fedko leading it off for Fort Myers. First pitch is in there for a called strike 0 and 1. Mighty Muscles up 7-1 after the Sotolongo home run in the bottom of the last inning. That one down and away, now 1-1 the count to Fedco. Kelly threw an inning and a third so far. One hit, two strikeouts. That one popped up right side. That should get out of play. Bounces around in the seating bowl for a little bit before a kid able to pick it up. Now 1-2 the count to Fedco. Fedco 1-2. He's been hit and walked. Hit a home run back in the fifth. That one down and away, 2-2. The second of back-to-back home runs between he and Rodriguez. Kelly kicks and fires. Grounder right side. Popped up by Nunez. Kelly covering over first. Nice play. A 1-4-3 put out. You don't see that. Excuse me, a 3-4-1 put out. You don't see that a lot, but a fantastic reaction play and great job by Jose Rivas covering on the grounder that went off of the glove of Nunez. One away, and that brings up Noah Cardenas, the catcher. Chopper left side, crashing into Sotolongo. Nice pick and throw. Nice play. Two back-to-back. Really nice plays by the Blue Jays defense. Two up, two down. That's going to bring up Keone Cavaco. Dunedin has out-hit Fort Myers, but the offense hasn't come together to produce runs, but the defense has been exciting in this game and really through the first few games of this season. Blue Jays defense has played phenomenally. 1-0 count to Cavaco. That one swung on. Liner right side. That'll be a foul ball. Zachary Martin, the field umpire, on the call. I was hooking, and it landed at a vantage point where I can't see if it's fair or foul. The little short wall, the 4-foot wall out there that darts towards the foul line cuts off that angle for me. So I'll have to trust the decision made by Zachary Martin. A ball and a strike. That one swung on. Chopper left side. That's going to be a fair ball. Sotolongo, deep throw. And in time! What a play by Sotolongo! He was about 10 feet past third base. Made a long throw. Strong, accurate throw to Nunez, who split down to go grab it. 1-2-3 go the Mighty Muscles on three fantastic defensive plays. We'll head to the bottom half of the eighth. 7-1 Mighty Muscles out in front. We're back here in the bottom half of the eighth. Leading off is the top of the order, Desaun Brown. New pitcher for Fort Myers is the righty, number 32, Reggie Grace Jr. First pitch to Desaun Brown, a foul ball straight down, 0-1 to start him. Grace Jr. coming on for the fifth time this year, 2.25 ERA through eight innings. 1-for-1 on save opportunities. That pitch taken for a ball on the outside edge now, 1-1. Reggie Grace, we saw him in game two of this series in the 4-3 win for the Mighty Muscles. Went an inning and two-thirds, gave up three hits, one run. It was unearned. Two walks, three strikeouts. He came in for Steve Hadger. Ended up getting the win as Hadger didn't complete five innings. He's had a pretty good start to the season so far. 2-1, lifted high and deep to left, and it's going to hook foul. Oh, man, Desaun Brown got all of that. Had a really nice bid for his first home run of the year, but it hooked and kept hooking and hooking. Two and two the count to the center fielder. Grace steps off, and time, that's going to be a ball. They're going to call that a ball now. 2-2, 3-2. Umpire patted his chest, acting like that was his fault, and then ended up confirming the ball. 3-2. Automatic ball now, runs account full. Swung on, that's driven deep to left. Going back is Noisy, and that's going to hit off the wall. Extra bases for Desaun Brown, a leadoff double. He didn't get that one as clean as he got the first one, but a leadoff double here in the eighth, and maybe Dineen can get up to something here. That's going to bring up Jose Rivas. Runner in scoring position, and nobody out. Rivas came in as a defensive replacement, and time is called. And they're going to start off with another ball. Reggie Grace taking a little too much time on the mound. One and oh the count. That one in there for a called strike. Evens it up 1-1. Ball and a strike to Rivas. And he tried to check his swing. I think he went, and Zachary Martin confirms that. Now 1-2 the count. Amel Brazoban, who took over in right field as Sotolongo took over for Groshans, is on deck. A ball, two strikes. Grace, they taking too long again, I believe. So 2-2, Reggie Grace, he's thrown seven pitches and had three automatic balls called on him. He's taken way too long according to the new pace of play rules, and that one fouled off right side. That one hit the facing of the roof. The aluminum facing above the seating bowl always makes a loud noise when a foul ball is hit off of it. They're going to call time on the pitching clock. Reggie Grace had to retie his cleat. He's back on the rubber. 2-2 count to Rivas. Grace kicks and fires. Fouled off. Jose Rivas fighting, staying alive in this at-bat. 2-2 count. Runner in scoring position for Dunedin. Pitch on the way, inside. High runs it full. Three balls, two strikes. Kicks and fires, swung on, fouled off again. Rivas doing a great job keeping himself alive here. Fighting off that 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Three and two. Kicks and fires, down and away. That's going to give it all the way back to the backstop. Rivas draws the walk, and Desan Brown will advance to third. Now runners on the corners, no outs for Amal Brazovan. Amal Brazovan will come up. Runners on the corners as Fort Myers has a meeting out there on the mound. Carlos Hernandez, one of their pitching coaches, talking to Reggie Grace Jr. Matt Wachowski walking out to the mound to break up the meeting. Desan Brown on third, Jose Rivas on first. Everybody going back to their spots. Cardenas will give his defense some signals, steps back behind the plate, and it looks like we're ready. First pitch to Brazovan, swung on, driven into the gap. I think that's going to hit the wall. It will, bottom of the wall. Desan Brown's going to come around and score. They're going to stop Jose Rivas. He's going to blow through that sign, and he's going to score. A two RBI double for Amal Brazovan. And just like that, Dunedin's got some life. 10th hit of the night for the Blue Jays. And that's going to bring up Rainer Nunez, still with a runner in scoring position and no outs. Brazovan drove that on a line that hit the bottom of the Schneider sign out there in right field. Rosario had no shot at it. Great piece of hitting by the right fielder. First pitch to Nunez. He fouls off into the netting now. 0-1. And he fouls that one off in on the hands. Now down 0-2 in the count. No balls, two strikes. They're going to call time. And 0-2 now again. Nunez digs back. Gray sets. Kicks and fires. That one outside. Good take there by Nunez. Tough pitch to lay off of, really. 95-mile-an-hour fastball. A little bit off the zone, but you always know you have to protect. 1-2. Swung on. Hard hit. And that's going to be a foul ball. Oh, that would have been an extra base bid if that would have stayed in. Nunez can't believe it. That did jump a hair foul right in front of the third base bag. So it'll be 1-2. Once again. But the Blue Jays bats seem to have a bit of life. That one up and in. Good take there by Nunez. Now evens up the count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Brazovan on second. Nunez at the plate. That one, a nice pitch there by Reggie Grace. Called a strike. Nunez immediately wants it challenged, and it is indeed a strike.
The call of a strike is confirmed.
That's going to bring up Gabriel Martinez, left fielder.
Now batting number 20, Gabriel Martinez.
First out of the inning. Runner still in scoring position. You'd like to get another run or two, give yourself a chance. And the ninth inning coming up. First pitch he takes low and away for a ball. 1-0. Sotolongo on deck. Swung on, off the end of the bat. Grounder over, throw from Miller is in time to get the out. Brazoban advances over to third, but with two outs.
Now batting number 22, Adriel
Sotolongo.
Sotolongo
hit that home run back in the last inning. Put Dunedin on the board for the first time tonight. Is back up. He's got a runner on third. Swung on, grounder over to second. That'll be picked up by Yake. The throw will be in time for the out, and that'll do it. Blue Jays put two more on the board, cut the deficit down to four. We'll head to the top half of the ninth, 7-3 here at TD Ballpark.
Back here in the top half of the ninth, 7-3 ball game. Mighty Muscles out in front. Justin Kelly still out there pitching for the Blue Jays. Kalai Rosario, the leadoff man. The right fielder, first pitch, swing, and he fouls that one straight down. A one count to Rosario. Dunedin scored two in the bottom half of the last frame. Getting this one into a manageable situation. They need four in the bottom half of the ninth if they don't give up any to Fort Myers in this half inning to keep the game going. 0-2 count to Rosario. Kelly kicks and fires that one in there. Called strike three on the outside corner. One away. Third strikeout of the night for Justin Kelly. And that's going to bring up Kyle Schmidt.
Now batting number 37, Kyle Schmidt.
Has to go switch gloves. Kelly will play a little catch with Jose Rivas. And Hernandez is back. And we're ready to go. Schmidt 0 for 2, but he has walked twice and scored a run. Kelly kicks and fires. That one skips across. all the way back to the backstop. 1-0 to start off a bat to the first baseman. Schmidt has flown out to center and popped out to third. Grounder up the middle, slow roller. Del Rosario picks it up, and the throw is in time. Nice play, moving to his left. And that's two down. Dylan Noisy, the left fielder, now coming up.
Dylan Noisy.
One for three, singled into right back in the seventh inning, but struck out twice and grounded out to third. Before that, cuts and misses at that one. 0-1 to start his count. Kelly, that curveball doesn't break quite enough. 1-1. A ball and a strike. Kelly at 44 pitches here. Came into the game with two outs in the sixth. And that one's in there. Now 1-2. He's already pitched three full innings. Matthew Swain out there warming up for the Mighty Muscles. He'll likely be on in the ninth. That one fouled up and out. Stays 1-2. Ball, two strikes. Kicks and fires. Foul tip again off the mask of Hernandez. He's had about five foul balls go right off of his mask. And he had one go off the lower part of his thigh right above the knee pad. He was crossed up on that one a little bit. And that one down in the zone. 2-2. Count evens up. Two balls, two strikes. Kelly delivers that one. Fouled off right side. Stay 2-2. Noisy steps back in. Righties himself. Kelly, 2 seconds left on the clock. Kicks and fires just in time. Chopper, left side. Del Rosario sprinting in. Picks it. Throw is in. Not in time, says Martin Nunez. Is irate. That ball looked like it got there in time. The only question to me was if he kept his foot on the bag. Nunez applies a tag just in case he started cutting towards second. But, man, I thought it got there in time. Would have been a really nice play.
Now batting number one,
safe.
Ernie Yake.
Infield hit for Noisy. That puts a runner on with two away. Top of the order now. And a strike called as Yake was not ready in time. So no one count to Yake. First pitch, the runner goes. Hernandez, the throw is in time. He got him. Hernandez cuts down Noisy, attempting to steal. And we'll head to the bottom half of the ninth. Brian Meyer out there arguing with Zach Martin. But the call is out. We'll head to the bottom half of the ninth. 7-3, the Blue Jays need 4 to keep this thing going. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here in the bottom half of the ninth. Shortstop Angel Del Rosario leads us off. Matthew Swain, the new pitcher for Fort Myers. First pitch is popped up right side. That might carry, and it will. Up and out of play. We saw Swain in game two of this game, or the series, excuse me. Got the save, went one inning, struck out one. Had a clean inning for that save. That one down in the dirt. One and one the count. On the year, Swain 2-for-2 in save opportunities through his fourth appearance. He's thrown five innings. And that one lifted right side. That's going to get up and out of play. Now 1-2 to Del Rosario. Only one walk to seven strikeouts. He's been really good for Fort Myers here early on in the season. 1-2 count. Big, tall righty. And cut and a miss. Got him on the slider down and away. One away.
Now batting number one, Jomar Hernandez.
One away, Jomar Hernandez. He's 2-for-3 on the day, two singles. Out of the windup, kicks and fires that one up high. Check by Hernandez. Jose Ferrer on deck, and then top of the order if we can get there. 1-0. That one caught in a miss. That one was a little up and in, I thought. Ball and a strike. Kicks and fires again. Got a nick to it, but stayed in the glove either way. 1-2 the count. One, two. Cut and a miss. 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Hernandez can't catch up to it. That's two down.
Now batting number nine, Jose Ferrer.
Jose Ferrer, the DH. He's 1-for-3 today. Swain kicks and fires. Chopper left side. That's going to be picked up by Miller. The throw is in time. The scoop made by Schmidt, and that will do it. Fort Myers takes the game 7-3. They score 9 runs. 8 hits and no errors. Your Blue Jays score 3 runs on 10 hits and no errors. The win is going to go to Jalen Nolan and the loss to Michael Dominguez. We go again tomorrow afternoon for the series wrap-up. First pitch scheduled for high noon. Coverage will start at 11:45. We appreciate you tuning in tonight. And on behalf of everyone here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, I'm Chris Valentine. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon.
And that's your ball game, the final score of tonight's game.